From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, February 3rd. Coming up, the third story in our Move to Include series about how COVID-19 is affecting people with disabilities. Today, we hear from a woman who deals with ADHD. But first, these headlines. Illinois has been in what's called Phase 1B of its vaccine rollout efforts for a week now, but many eligible for COVID-19 vaccines are not able to find appointments. Hannah Meisel has more.
97 separate health departments operate independently under the state's Department of Public Health. Each of those health departments, plus a patchwork of pharmacies, employers, healthcare providers, and mass vaccination sites staffed by the Illinois National Guard, are taking vaccine appointments for Illinoisans who qualify in Phase 1B. But most of those places are relying heavily on online signup. An Illinois Department of Public Health Director Ngaze Ezike says she knows it's been difficult to get an appointment, especially for seniors.
All of the local health departments are being encouraged to use resources to expand the phone line so that there can be people that can call and have that warm hand to help them through it.
Though the state recently set up a website with links to vaccination signups, no hotline has been created. Ezike acknowledged that would take a lot more resources than Illinois currently has. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Sexual health education could soon be mandatory in Illinois public schools. That's under reintroduced legislation from Democrats in the General Assembly. If passed, the bill would bring the state in line with 30 others that already require sex ed. Dion Strathman is Director of Community Engagement for Planned Parenthood of Illinois. Strathman says young people need tools to make healthy choices and advocate for themselves.
Sexual education is for everyone, and quality education celebrates diversity. It does not alienate. Inclusion is teaching about and validating different bodies, genders, and sexual orientations.
Schools will have a year to implement standards for 6th through 12th grades and 2 years to put them in place for elementary schools. Planned Parenthood and the LGBTQ+ organization Equality Illinois are among the groups supporting the bill. High school sports are back on the schedule in Illinois with COVID-19 precautions in place. The announcement was made last week. And as Illinois Newsroom's Lee Gaines reports, some high school student athletes have already competed in their first game of the season.
Carolyn Winty coaches the girls' basketball team at Cowden Herrick Beecher City High School in central Illinois. Speaking on the 21st show, Winty says students competed in a COVID-safe basketball game this week.
They stayed socially distanced. They done what they had to. We talked about if they got too hot and need to pull their mask off, go over to the corner and get the job done. But other than that, try to keep that mask on because, again, we are intermingling with some other schools.
The Illinois High School Association says it's up to school officials and coaches to enforce the rules at these sporting events. Winty says she knows playing and coaching basketball is risky, but she says almost everyone wore a mask at the game and she felt as safe on the court as she does in places where people aren't following COVID-19 precautions. I'm Lee Gaines, Illinois Newsroom.
Champaign County health officials say the COVID-19 variant that was first identified in the United Kingdom has reached Champaign County. Several cases of the variant, which spreads more easily, were reported yesterday. County officials are also reporting 50 new cases of COVID-19, bringing the total number of active cases countywide to 585, including 25 residents hospitalized with the virus. 3 new deaths were reported, bringing the death toll to 112. The county's 7-day positivity rate is 5% when excluding data from the University of Illinois. That's up from 4.8% this time last week. There are 58 people hospitalized at Carl Hospital in Urbana, which serves patients from multiple counties, including 10 COVID patients in the ICU. And so far, about 14% of the county's vaccine-eligible population has received their first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. About 3% have been fully vaccinated. Still to come, part 3 of our Move to Include series from Side Effects Public Media as we hear the personal stories of people with disabilities and how they've been affected by COVID-19. That's next on 217 Today.
Food is at the center of our lives here in Illinois. All of us eat it, many of us grow it, some of us might be struggling to afford it. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom's agriculture reporter. I'm working to tell the stories that affect us all, from the food supply chain to food insecurity. Listen for my reports on AM 580 and FM 90.9, and look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Today, the third story in a series about the pandemic's impact on people with disabilities. We hear from a young woman whose life was disrupted by the economic shutdown. Seth Johnson interviewed her for Side Effects Public Media and its Move to Include initiative.
Hi, my name is Chelsea Davis. I'm 32 years old and I live in Greenwood, Indiana. So I was diagnosed with ADHD and then a little bit of autism. But it's more the ADHD that I'm diagnosed with. So elementary through high school, I struggled a lot with focus issues. I would get distracted by something and not want to focus in class. COVID has impacted me, obviously, because I haven't been able to do the normal activities that I'm used to. You know, I keeping busy is good for me. So I do a lot in the community. One of them is Special Olympics. Another one is the Hope Gallery. So the Hope Gallery is a unique boutique run by people with developmental disabilities. Because of COVID, I wasn't able to visit the Hope Gallery. I wasn't able to work at the gallery. I love working at the Hope Gallery. It changes my life working there. I feel at home when I'm there. It's very relaxing when you're there and you're doing artwork. But I just try to keep myself busy a lot. I work at Old Navy and I've been there 2 years now. My role at Old Navy, I kind of straighten up the store before the store opens. And then I put out new products, like our new mask that we have. Old Navy did close. We were shut down for 4 months because of COVID. We got an email. Our team members got an email saying that we were set to come back, go through the whole new orientation training again for COVID training. The first 2 weeks that I was back, I had to go through a training just to know, just finding out, you know, what safety procedures we had to do in order to keep our customers safe and our employers safe at the same time. It definitely felt a little weird going back in because you don't know what to expect when you go back in after being off for 4 months. You're not used to it, wearing a mask all the time that you're there, and you can't take that mask off until you're either out the door or away from the building. It feels actually good to be back. I miss a lot of the people that I work with. It feels good to see them. When I was able to come back to work, I was excited to be able to, you know, get that paycheck and see a lot of my friends that I work with. We've made really good close relationships. We can talk about, you know, Old Navy. We can talk about anything. Working in the community makes me feel good. It shows people that I can go out and do different things. Just because I have, you know, a disability doesn't mean I can't go out and work. We can go out and work. We can do jobs.
That was Chelsea Davis, interviewed by Seth Johnson. The diary was produced by Colleen Pellisier. Our series continues tomorrow as part of the Move to Include initiative on people with disabilities. It's funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we could see some patchy fog today. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies and a high of 35 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Christine Hatfield, Lee Gaines, and Colleen Pellisier. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.